This is a podcast from WSUM. The opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views of WSUM, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, or its Board of Regents.
Hello, and welcome back to WSUM here on Free Flow. My name is Danny Savin, and I'm joined alongside, and you are listening to Game Days with the Girls. Happy Valentine's Day, or for all my single ladies, including myself, Galentine's Day. Much more important, let's be real. We are not for the boys. We are Game Days with the Girls. So we are for the girls and we love it here. So yeah, what a crazy week of sports, Cam. Diving right into it though, the Super Bowl. It happened.
And Taylor Swift was there. She was only on there for 34 seconds, so people couldn't complain.
And people complained
and
anyway.
And people still complained anyways.
Yeah, that was not fun. Yeah.
The Chiefs did great.
We
both said that we wanted them to win, so that was pretty hype.
Yeah, no, it was definitely kind of a stressful game, though. I thought for the first three periods that the 49ers were going to win. Or quarters, yeah.
For the first half, I was thinking that, and then I know that Mahomes and them were going to come back because that's just how the script was.
Patrick Mahomes led the Kansas City Chiefs to their second consecutive Super Bowl victory. What are your thoughts on that, Cam?
Well, Patrick Mahomes was very deserving of the MVP, mm-hmm. I thought, because he played incredible in that last quarter, or not last quarter, but like the overtime part,
mm-hmm.
to make that drive down the field to win it all. And yeah, Travis Kelce kind of disappointed me. He did not have the best game he could have. And the rest of the team did pretty well. Leo Chenal played really well on defense. He was a Badger. That was pretty hype.
He was a Badger.
Other than that, I think Brock Purdy disappointed the whole world that wanted Taylor Swift to lose. But I thought that was pretty funny.
I don't think Brock Purdy really disappointed anyone except himself, and he took so much heat for the 49ers. Like, he's just, you can see, he's a good guy, and he's a great leader. But what I thought was super interesting was Kyle, I want to say you pronounce it, how do you pronounce his last name?
Shanahan.
Shanahan?
Shanahan.
But there are three A's.
Yeah, but it's Shanahan.
Okay, great. Kyle Shanahan, he does defend the decision to, like, receive kickoff in overtime, right? Doubling down on his strategy, even though the 49ers lost. And no one talks about how, like, the 49ers as a team played. And they were doing really well. Everyone just talks about, like, Brock Purdy and what he could have done better. And I'm like, football is such a team game. Like, I know your quarterback is by far your most important player, but you can't play alone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I agree, like, on the defensive end, too. Like, there was opportunities where they could have held the Chiefs and let them, like, there was running opportunities. There was that one throw to Travis Kelce where he made it, I think, 35 or 36 yards. Like, you can't let that happen. I mean, it's not all Brock Purdy's fault. Like, him and Christian McCaffrey played well, but, like, and whatever his name, Jawan Jennings, the wide receiver.
Whatever his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there too.
He played great. Like, if Patrick Mahomes...
So great that you remembered his name.
If Patrick Mahomes, if they would have just won and kicked a field goal, because they could have won off of that, I think Jawan Jennings would have been the second person to ever win for, like, Super Bowl MVP for, like, an opposing team, because he played so well.
Dang, that would have been kind of incredible. Would have added on to an already historic Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, like, I'm not over Travis Kelce losing his cool on the sidelines.
Oh.
And you know that, like, if it was a woman's sport, it would have blown up. Like, every time Serena Williams smashed a racket, the news coverage of it was, like, so unbelievably heinous. And it was so populated all over the place. But the whole Travis Kelce, like, conundrum was, like, a day. And then a day later, everyone's like, oh my god, look, they're so cute. They're dancing to, like, Taylor Swift's song that's remixed at this party. And I was like, bro. Like, this grown man, had a literal meltdown on the sidelines.
Yeah, and I feel like it's the same with, like, Caitlin Clark this year. They look at her and they're like, Caitlin's, like, all sassy and stuff now. Like, but they hold on to that type of stuff. Or, like, when that girl did, like, the You Can't See Me at Caitlin Clark the other night, like, the Nebraska girl. Like, all that stuff they, like, hold on to. And I'm like, Travis Kelce shook his coach. And, I mean, like, Andy Reid said that it was fine and, like, debunked it. But, like, at the same time, it's still, like, he should have got a little bit more backlash because, I mean, a lot of people in, like, women's sports are not getting that backlash. Even if it's, like, not as bad, it's still, like, apparent.
But also, like, what was Andy Reid gonna say? Like, he was gonna denounce the actions of Travis Kelce? There's no way. Like, there's, I don't know, I've never seen a male coach do that to one of his players unless it's, like, a genuine offense to someone outside the team, and then the coach has to do it for, like, publicity reasons.
Yeah, and I think when he said the after, like, situation and, like, the press conference, Travis being a lot more popular now dating Taylor Swift, I think, like, they wouldn't have ever said anything about it. Mm-hmm. But because of, like, him being more in the spotlight now, like, he kind of had to debunk it because then it's like, oh, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, like, has a temper problem. You know, because, like, everybody's looking at that now. Especially because, like, all of Taylor Swift's boyfriends or exes are always, like, in the spotlight. If they do something, it's, like, good thing that she got rid of that one. Or why is she dating this one? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Can we talk about, though, how Travis Kelce has, like, a full beard? Like, he looked so much like Jason Kelce during the Super Bowl. Like, he has that full, long, kind of, like, Western. Full beard. Like, I don't even, bro, it was crazy.
Western is crazy. I thought it was, like, ranch-style beard. Like, those ranchers.
Yeah, like, the Wild West.
Oh, well, I was thinking more like Montana, but
okay. Oh, okay, Montana's valid.
You know, okay, but anyways, yeah, like, I thought that was crazy. I think that guys are starting to think, like, the beard is, like, the way to go.
Why?
Like, Tyler Wall has a beard now.
I know, why?
It's not helping
him shoot better.
Some guys can pull off a beard, and then some guys, like, they have it so long, it's, like, weird to me. Not, like, all bad long beards, but.
I mean, I vote no guy. No beard.
No
guys. Just no beards. No guys
like
and no beards.
You like a clean, shaved baby face?
I mean, it's better than whatever Travis Kelce was sporting on the sideline.
His was a little long. I like when he has just, like, the stubble going on, you know?
Oh, do you? Okay.
You know, like, what I mean? Like, when he had it, like, buzzed down, but it wasn't clean, because when he's clean-shaven, he looks so bad. No offense, Travis. His face is just, like, he's got a baby face. Mm-hmm. But, like, when he does, like, the full, like, stubble, like, it looks actually, like, mediocre.
Oh, we love a good mediocre moment.
Well, I'm not going to hit on Travis Kelce. Like, put me on blast. Like,
no, I know.
Okay, mediocre.
What was wild to me, Taylor Swift chugging a drink.
Oh, that was hype.
That was kind of crazy.
That was hype.
She really showed that she is one for all and all for one with that. Giving a little Three Musketeers vibe. Was just, like, having the time of her life.
I liked her situation with Ice Spice and all of them in the booth.
Explaining to Ice Spice
and
football.
I think the memes coming out of there were hilarious. Like the Ice Spice Jason Kelce one.
Wait, what Ice Spice? Explain. Ice Spice Jason Kelce.
So there was like one and it was like talking about, like, it's like a photo of Jason getting introduced to Ice Spice from Taylor.
Oh boy.
And it's like, I need to think of one that's, like, I could say on here without getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Like,
I do know what you're talking
or
about.
Or, like, there's, like, one that's, like, Ice and Spice. Like, I put that in my margaritas. And then he's like, ha, I'm Jason. Like, I was like, oh, my God, that's really funny.
Jason didn't pull any shenanigans.
At the after party. I beg to differ.
Sure, at the after party. Did
overalls.
You also see, though, like, Brittany Mahomes taking,
Post Malone's Cowboys jacket on and putting a Chiefs one on.
Yeah, that was strange.
That was strange and kind of weird because, like, not that you should do that or, like, that it's okay to. Like, I thought it was weird, in my opinion.
I thought it was weird in general that he was wearing, like, a Cowboys one
well,
to begin with.
That's who his team, like, his team that he supports.
Which is valid, but if you're performing at someone else's after party,
you're going to wear, like, a different team. Like, just wear a generic NFL. Like, I'm not saying you have to support the Chiefs. Like, I'm not saying disown your loyalty to the Cowboys, which is by far the craziest fan base on Earth.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. It might be one of the most annoying fan bases on Earth.
Oh, by crazy, I meant like crazy loyal, not like
oh,
crazy,
crazy loyal. Yeah,
not,
yeah.
Not with the shenanigans, but with.
I was gonna say like Buffalo, like Bills Mafia
is
the
wild.
Craziest. They jump through tables and stuff over there.
No, I know the come help shovel so they can actually play, and like thousands of people showed up.
Yeah,
that's loyalty.
Yeah,
that is true loyalty.
Do the Bears have loyal fans? Or are you guys, like, fair weather fans?
The Bears who are like, we're going to burn Justin Fields' jersey at the
yeah,
beginning
so you're
of the
not,
season.
You're
and
not.
Then at the end, they were like, Justin, like, we don't want you to be replaced by the first pick. Like, you have so much room for improvement and growth. And I was like, you guys are so full of it.
Yeah. That's why the Packers are loyal.
Oh, the Packers are not loyal.
Yes,
the Packers
we are.
Hated Jordan Love.
No, not
I can
okay.
name so many instances.
Okay, well then some of those Packer fans aren't real Packer fans, because
oh,
I always,
okay.
I had faith in him when we drafted him. I wasn't expecting us to draft him,
because
mm-hmm. I was like, we moved up in the draft to get him, and I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
But, like, I had faith in him. Like, he's sitting behind Rodgers. I was like, he's got a good role model ahead of him, even though Rodgers at the end was crazy bad, but you know.
Rodgers at the end, who ended up switching teams. And speak up, man. Guys, the reason Kim's laughing right now is we're looking at the levels, right? So it doesn't sound like one of us is screaming and one of us is whispering. And I think I'm just a louder human being in general.
Yeah. Yep. I think my voice is lower octave.
Maybe.
Too.
But
my
yeah.
My throat really not like I'm sick.
Oh bro,
I'm not.
I'm not sick.
I'm not sick.
Game
I just
the
was
girls will get canceled if we're sick.
No, I'm not sick. I just have a really sore throat because
you're sick.
No, I'm not,
yes,
dude. I was yelling all last night at the basketball game.
Oh my god, the bat. Bro, did you see their head coach got fired?
The
Ohio OSU
State?
Head
yeah.
coach. Guys, Wisconsin broke OSU basketball. That was the final straw. OSU is done with their head coach, announced it earlier today, fired him because I think they've only won like 5 games and they're on a 16 straight loss.
Yeah,
streak.
That's terrible.
I think it's so funny, actually. I think it. We
well,
are the
they're
straw.
They're trying to be like franchise school, like having all those good sports, and men's basketball is where they're lacking. Like women's basketball is number 2 in the country, and
imagine your women's basketball team being number 2 in the country and your men's basketball team
being terrible,
being literal trash.
Yeah, that's terrible for them.
That's
but you know,
funny.
It is what it is. I don't really care. I'm not an Ohio State fan, so.
It is what it is.
How was working the game last night? Was
oh my
that
gosh.
Exciting?
It was great, except they wouldn't. Hey, you worked the game too, I thought.
Yeah, I worked guest services.
I'm so confused. Give me a little. So, okay, for context, Cam and I both. Well, now, congratulations, Cam. Shout
thank
out,
you,
Cameron.
Thank you.
We both work for UW Athletics, specifically for Big Ten Plus or Video Board. It's like the greatest thing ever. You get to announce, you get to work on the stream, and you learn so much. But yesterday, Cam was working for guest services. So, Cam, tell us a little about that experience of being a girl in a sports setting.
Okay, so basically what I do... That was a crazy way to say that,
too. Yeah, just keep going.
Basically, what I do for guest services that's different from the Big Ten Plus job is that I just stand at one of the openings of, like, the sections, and I just, like, guide people to their seats. I'm like an usher, kind of, you know? Like, the ushers.
We gotta talk about that halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
Continue.
Pun intended. But, yeah, like, I just help people with anything they need help with. Like wheelchairs, stuff like that. Like if anybody needs to get a wheelchair, if anybody's handicapped. What
okay.
else do I do?
Okay.
Yeah, and then I just get to talk to people. I stand in between 2 suites, so that was pretty cool because I was talking to this one guy. This is the second time an older man has come up to me and has talked to me.
Ugh, I hate men.
But old people are so cute. And, like, this old guy was so cute. He was like, at the end, he told me he was pulling for me. So I think that God's speaking to me through old men. Because
pulling
for me, because I told him about how I'm applying for business school, and I hope I get in, because I'm really hoping I make it in. And
oh, then, you're applying to the B school.
Yes, yes. And because I want to go into advertising and marketing. And
wait, you don't want to? I thought you wanted to go into an ANSID.
Well, I part like, yes, but I'm getting the certificate in sports comm, and then I'm getting advertising and marketing through B school. So
a multifaceted woman.
Yes, because if I don't go into commentating, I want to go into, like, the PR aspects of, like,
yeah,
games and things. So, yeah, so I was looking into that, and this guy next to me, he was, like, in the suite. Number one, I was, like, baffled. Okay, guys, this is a crazy story. I was baffled because this guy comes up to me because I smiled at him because I'm, like, smile at everybody.
Yeah.
I'm a big smiler.
It's the personality.
Yes. And I just, like, I smile and say, welcome. Like, do you need help finding your seat? Everybody's like, whatever. And then they walk past me and then it's good. Made eye contact with this guy in the suite. Smiled at him because he pointed at me. Like, he did, like, the thing where he's, like, points at his eye. Yeah, eyes on you. So I was like laughing, and then like he was outside of the suite and he like pulled me over and he was talking to me and he was like asking me about school and everything, and he did like the old like old man like arm grab, you know, when they do like this.
Yeah. They like pat you on like between your elbow or above your elbow but under your shoulder.
Like grab you on the bicep, and then he was like, the guys, this is the best part, he was like, dang, you're strong.
Oh!
And I was like, oh, thank you. Played sports. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Women in just so many different forms
of sports. I was like,
sports.
I didn't know my biceps were still that good.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, you're strong. Did you play sports? I was like, yep.
This is just so...
It's such a baffling conversation. And then he was talking, he was like, maybe I should set you up with the guy in there to talk about business school. Because he's like... donates like money each year to the business school.
Oh my gosh.
I was like,
wow.
You should.
Okay.
Letter of recommendation would go crazy. But yeah, it was pretty funny. I had the same conversation with this guy a week earlier at the Notre Dame hockey game, and it was hilarious. I was like, this is crazy. I get along better.
You see this guy often?
No, a different guy.
Oh, a different guy.
A different old man.
A different guy.
A different old man. And it was like crazy. And he said he was pulling for me too, so I was like, God's got to be speaking to me through old men, telling me that I'm going to get into business school because, yeah.
Because old men are the ones who are usually running the business.
Well, yeah, and they also were like, well, the one guy last night, he was calling me attractive. I was like, wait a second, I'm getting rizzed up by an old man.
That's a little too far, Jar. I don't think that old man should have.
No, you know, yeah, that's a little too far. Because he asked me if I have a boyfriend yet, because I should have a boyfriend. Yeah, and I was like, that's crazy.
Happy Valentine's Day to all the girls that
should have
a boyfriend.
Because all of us do.
Deserve a boyfriend,
do,
I believe.
Do deserve. Sorry, I was like waiting to think about how to say this better so it makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
All of us do deserve to have a man or woman, if that's what you prefer.
Excellent.
In your life.
Inclusion.
Yes. And men, too. Everybody deserves to have love on Valentine's Day, even if it's just from your friends.
Galentine's.
Or your situationship that might end.
Yeah.
You know the vibes.
Down with the situationship. Alrighty. And on that note, we're going to head to break, but we will be right back to discuss our thoughts on the halftime performance. Now we're going to discuss Usher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we got to get, I'll tell you what, Game Days with the Girls, we're a sports podcast, but me and Danny love our pop culture.
I was gonna say
pulp culture. Yeah,
I know that you've had some spiritual experiences with the old men recently, but we are not here to discuss.
We gotta move on with that. We gotta move on with that because you know, we gotta talk about
just everyone put it into
Usher,
the universe that
Raymond
Cam gets into B school.
Yeah, everybody. If you're religious, if you're not. Pray or knock on wood for me.
Just
or
send some good vibes into the universe.
Send love and good vibes to your favorite co-host of Danny's. But
so true, Queen.
Real situation, Usher. Okay,
what's
this is Okay, that's what I talk about.
Booyah.
Hot take, guys. A lot of people, like, I know he was the most watched one of all time now, but hot take, I thought Usher could have done a lot better, and I think it underimpressed me because he didn't pull out Justin Bieber when he had the opportunity because Biebs was there. But, like, it was not fun to watch. And, like, Alicia Keys, like, she was out of key. Like, it was crazy. I didn't know what was happening. And... yeah, like, okay, I really liked when he pulled out, like, Ludacris. Like, that was the best part.
That's who that was.
Well, Ludacris, CeeLo Green was in there for a little bit. Her had the guitar solo, but Ludacris and Lil Jon came out for Yeah, and that was good. But, like,
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that could have been better, I think. And there was a lot of songs that I was hoping that he'd play and he didn't play.
Okay, did you see all the comparisons of her to Northwest? And people were like, Northwest was killing it on the guitar. That had me dead. That had me, like,
I did not see that, but I think her is a slay queen. She can...
slay queen?
I don't know what that means. Guys, I don't use that term, so I don't know what just came out of my mouth. But yeah. I think that her did an amazing job on the guitar. Like, that was good. And also... I think that, what's her name?
Are you talking about Alicia Keys? Yeah.
Was a little underimpressing in the beginning because she was off note or off key. Pun intended.
But
she did a really good job after that. Unless for the fact that Usher was really touchy with her.
Stop, I was just thinking about it. I was like, she looked so uncomfortable.
Well, I don't know if she looked uncomfortable, but they were, like, he was really touchy, and he was doing, like, a bunch of weird stuff, and then, like, Alicia Keys' husband came out and said, like, it was fine, they're chilling. And I was not ready for that video to be pulled up.
That's so funny, though.
Yeah, I was so surprised by that all. I'm about to be on Danny's TikTok, so yeah. Go follow. What's your TikTok?
I don't know.
Username?
But it's kind of
Well, fun. Just look up Danny.
That. Yeah, look me up.
Yeah.
Anywho, hot take. I thought Usher was good. I thought there was honestly just, like, too much going on, if that makes sense. I know the Vegas theme was probably forced upon him because first time ever being hosted in Vegas. And don't get me wrong, that stadium is so cool. Like, it's a ball, and then on the outside it has all those different things on it. But there were too many elements for my brain to focus. There were contortionists. There were pole dancers. They were on rollerblades. Someone on rollerblades fell off the stage. Like,
oh,
yeah.
I totally agree. And I think that next year it's going to be just as crazy. Like, whoever's performing at the Super Bowl is going to have a crazy performance because it's going to be Mardi Gras down in New Orleans. Like, somebody's going to have... Yeah. So, like, not that I think there was too much going on, like, to an extent where it was terrible. There was just too much going on for me to, like, be, like, so engaged and loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was an okay halftime show. Like, there's people that have had a lot of stuff happening in their halftime show, and it was so intriguing. Like, Katy Perry!
Yes!
Like, she came out on that Tiger, and a lot of people would be like, oh my gosh, that's too much. The way that she sang Roar out on that, it had context.
Yeah.
The rollerblades had no context to
Yeah.
Like, and then there was, like, the beach where she had, like, the beach floor.
And the sharks. Like,
everything made sense. That situation. And, like, the fireworks she was flying around. Like,
yeah.
It had context. Like, so did Lady Gaga's. Like, Poker Face, she was, like, on a...
Hers was so... I remember sitting there and being like, wow.
Yeah. Like, there's... Those ones were good. And
yeah.
So was, like, Coldplay's because, like... A lot of people don't like Coldplay's, but theirs was pretty cool for, like, how they had, like, a bunch of stuff happening. But, like,
yeah,
there's just some of them that weren't very good. And, like, Usher's was, like, up there for me because it just, he had stuff happening that didn't need to be in his.
No, none of it made
sense. Because,
like,
it made no sense.
Also, can you please explain to me the need for male performers to take their shirts off? I thought at the beginning, like, Usher was gonna, he was great, he was doing well, and then, like, he took off his jacket, which, fine, like, costume change, and then he, like, kept taking off layers, and
I
know that he did, like, a complete costume change at the end. He went from, like, all white to that all blue that had, like, abs on it, which was kind of strange, but there's no need. Like, understand who your audience is. It's majority men, so that's number one. Number two is females tuned in to watch Taylor Swift and Taylor Swift's boyfriend, or they're like me and Cam and they actually just really, really care about sports.
Yes,
most absolutely. Likely fall into one of those three categories. Correct me if I'm wrong. Hit us up
the ones that watch the halftime show for like the purpose of the music are not looking for like a shirtless man.
No,
usually
you want,
even if it's a woman that's like, oh my gosh, I saw Usher with like his shirt off, like, because I saw some TikToks and like some social media posts about that.
Really?
But at the same time, like, it wasn't that many compared to the ones that were like, what is Usher doing?
Yeah,
like, but like, he had his jacket on. I was like, oh, he's just taking his jacket off, because he was sweating. Could tell.
Understandably.
And then, like,
so.
And like, same point with like when he had his like one like like, I don't know if it was suede or whatever it was, but he had this polo on, and then he took like that shirt off, and then he was in his wife beater, and then he took the wife beater off.
I was lost. Like, I was like, you really don't need to do that.
Yeah, and
like clothes are nice.
I'm sitting with like my aunts and uncles, and they're like, what are we watching right now? Like, Usher is weird.
I know, like, whatever happened? Okay, and then women in sports, because I believe if you're a performer, your endurance is out of this world. When J.Lo and Shakira performed, and granted, they were also in some more revealing outfits, they got slandered on the internet for what they were wearing and how they were dancing.
Which was crazy, because look at, I think it was rather the year before or the year after.
Adam Levine
went all the way down to his drawers.
Ah, la, 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 la.
He was all the way in his drawers, guys.
Things like, that we don't need to ever
at
remember.
At least Usher kept his pants on.
Ugh, wow, what like, high standards we have for men.
Like,
but that's exactly my point, is Usher didn't get slandered. No one was like, oh my gosh, like so revealing. They were just like, why is this 30-something-year-old man not wearing a shirt? Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, like, I'm surprised, not that I hope that anybody does this to Taylor Swift now, but I'm surprised that she doesn't get slandered for some of, like, the things she wears on tour, because it looks like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The bodysuits.
Obviously, her bodysuit, like, but she doesn't have, like, pants on with it or anything. She just has her, like, under...
She has tights.
Yeah,
tights on.
Tights. Yeah. And then she has, like, the little, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the name of it. It's that little strap of, like, jewelry.
Yeah, strap of jewelry.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
Well, yeah.
A garter?
Yeah, we'll leave it there.
I don't know what that is. But, like, she, like, has, like, that's as much as she has on, like, and then she has dresses and stuff, obviously, too. But, like,
yes.
I'm surprised she doesn't get slandered, because look at all the other girls on tour right now, like.
I know.
Oh, like Ice Spice? I'm surprised that Ice Spice doesn't get slandered for what she wears.
I'm never getting over her name. But my point in saying that isn't, like, I do not by any means want these women to get slandered. Like, you can wear whatever you want, look great wearing it, I support you. But why is there such a double standard for performers, where if women do it, absolutely bonkers, but if men do it, it's like, oh my gosh, look at this man.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
I think it's a little hypocritical.
I think so. But also, we just need a popular, okay, not a more popular artist, someone more relevant. Do you know what I mean?
If Usher, and like I saw this in the comments, if they would have done that show in 2008 or 9, it would have been like,
oh, iconic.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Same with like the Black Eyed Peas, like they weren't good in 2014. Do that in 2008 when your songs are hits.
Yeah.
That's different. Like Justin Bieber could not perform now, I don't think. Like he would have needed to do it before he had like his change in voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because I really want to, this is so off topic, guys, but, like, I really want to see his Eras tour, but it's not going to be the same as, like...
He's going to have an Eras tour?
People are rumoring that it's going to happen.
And you, as a believer, I want it to happen.
Yep, but, like, there's some guys that, like, had great halftime shows. Like, Bruno Mars's was really good.
His was good.
But, like, we need somebody who's, like...
relevant.
Yeah, like, I need to think of somebody who would be a good one. And, like, there's going to be one...
I would have taken Luke Bryan. He would have been... That would have been iconic.
Whenever there's going to be a Nashville one, I feel like they have, like, an opportunity to have, like...
Country medley.
The same situation as, like, Los Angeles, where they had, like, Snoop and all them.
That was
like,
wild.
Like, imagine having, like, Dolly and, like, Morgan Wallen and Luke Bryan and, like, all these...
Maybe that's why I was thinking of Morgan Wallen.
Like, all those guys would be... very, very good. And, like, Dolly performing. Oh, my goodness.
But literally just, like, even if it's someone that not everyone knows, but maybe they have that one viral song, I would rather hear that one viral song.
I'm trying to, like, think of somebody who's really popular right now that could be a good halftime.
Sabrina Carpenter would have been incredible.
Oh, that's such a random person, but yeah, like, I could agree.
But exactly, a random person that you've heard of who's a great performer.
See, but, like, for the demographic of, like, older men, like, my dad probably never heard of him. But, like, now, if we say maybe somebody like... Morgan Wallen would be a good example, or like somebody who's, what's her name? Oh, like Olivia Rodrigo.
What's the difference between Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter?
Olivia Rodrigo has been streamed more. I love Sabrina Carpenter, but Olivia Rodrigo has been
streams. Woman.
Well, because like, it's not the amount of streams; it's the fact that. She has more streams, so you know more people have heard it.
That's so true. And, like, the dads hear it from their daughters.
I need to think of another artist that could possibly
But do you see what I mean?
Drake could have a really good one.
As if Drake would ever do it.
Drake or, like,
I think you need, like...
Travis Scott.
Imagine that would actually be kind
of
dope.
Imagine if they let Kanye do that.
No.
The amount of backlash that they would get would be insane.
Did you see that apparently, this could be totally fake news, everyone, so don't quote me on it. Taylor Swift got Kanye West removed from the Super Bowl. Did you see that article?
No.
Yeah.
And I did not know that he was even there.
I didn't either. I thought the article was funny, though, because it said Battle of the Exes and Others. And, like, it was Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian and all these big names that Kanye fumbled for one reason or another.
That's crazy.
I know. Yeah, the NFL doesn't want controversy. I think they need someone who is up and coming, but still relevant... to enough people that
Megan
it would be good.
Megan Thee Stallion.
No, stop. I would die if it was her. She would be so good. That'd be so hype.
Okay, guys, like Doja Cat in 2008 or 19 or 2020, like we had opportunities for when people were at their like highest point. Like Dua Lipa would have a good one. Tate McRae would have a good one, I think.
Tate McRae would be incredible, but she just did the NHL thing, so I don't think she's going to mingle with the NFL.
Like, Rihanna had hers too late. Like, she didn't release music for a long time, and then she came and did it. Like, if she would have done it when she was at her peak...
I think that's the point, though, is no one does it at their peak because they're already peaking.
Yeah, but, like, you know what I mean with Rihanna? Like, she could have done it in 2018 or 19. Like, yeah. She was on a 4-year hiatus with music.
Has she released anything else?
Well, the last thing she released was Lift Me Up from the Black Panther.
Oh. So she hasn't come out with a new album, I guess.
Absolutely
more my question.
Not. No.
Okay. I don't know. Sometimes I have trouble keeping track of everyone because I thought Coldplay's last album was from, like, 2012, and it turns out they have one from, like, 2022, and I was like, okay.
Or, like, this is going to be a hot take, but, like, Ariana Grande could have a good one, maybe.
Oh, I think she could. Do I agree with her actions as a person?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Is her
homewrecking is not okay.
No.
And everybody who's listening.
Agreed.
If you ever meet somebody, and this is from real life experience, homewreckers are the worst people to be friends with and be around. And that's not even a joke.
Oh, no. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Like, not like...
But just don't do it. But just don't do it. So we do not condone the actions of Ariana Grande. We do, however, think she would have an incredible set.
And I think it also would be a really, really good...
She has good stage presence.
She has good stage presence. She has a great voice. Like,
yeah.
And she's, like, popular enough where she would be, like... getting a lot of views, but at the same time, it wouldn't be, like, chaotic.
Yeah.
Another good example of this, who I think would have a good halftime show if they had more upbeat songs, Billie Eilish. Billie, I feel like, is too...
Too slow.
Too slow. Like, yeah. Ariana Grande, like, if she goes out there and she's singing, like, what's that one song? Side to Side, like, with Nicki Minaj, you know?
Oh, my Where gosh. If she brought up Nicki Minaj, I would lose it.
I remember when she performed that at the Grammys and she was, like, on Pelotons, you know?
So impressive.
Like, that was really cool how she did that.
That's what I'm saying about performers being athletes, though.
And, like, same situation. Like, that's a situation where a prop is used, right?
Because correctly.
It's, like, yeah, like... Oh. like, Usher, what are you doing rolling out here on roller skates?
And then he like, almost, like, fell down okay, and took out the person he skated under, and I was like, oh, boy.
And, like, okay, hot take, I think, like, that same situation, like, roller skates, mm-hmm. do you know Silk Sonic? Like, Bruno Mars and, like,
yeah,
Anderson .Paak?
I do.
They have a song called Skate. That would be, like, a situation where
that
you have roller skates.
But also, but, like, let's just... I wasn't a huge fan of the roller skates just because I was confused.
Oh.
The amount of talent and coordination that takes, though, I'd be dead on the floor.
Like, props to them for doing what they were doing,
yeah.
but that had no, like,
no,
I was so confused.
I don't know where it came in.
I didn't know where to look. I was so confused.
I don't understand where most of it came in, though. Like, tell me where the pole dancers belonged in any of those songs.
Yeah. Or,
the contortionists.
Like, what was happening with... Like
the like baton twirlers?
Yes. Like the beginning when he was just walking with all those people and
the
they were just like
women.
The
Do you
feather
know
women.
The, like with the big the, feathers?
Yes,
I was
like
confused.
What's happening with the feathers right
I
now?
Know. I really don't know.
I'm looking at artists that could
oh,
do
oh, that's
half-time
so
show.
Fair. I was like, we can't play music, we're gonna get copyrighted.
Yeah, no, I'm not playing music. I just need to find another human being that could do the
half-time. Another human being.
Who
just,
do we who else do we
one.
Think would have a good one?
I'm such
in your
a fan
opinion.
Of the Dua Lipa idea.
Okay.
Her music is so hype.
Dua Lipa is so underrated, guys. Like Dance the Night at the Super Bowl would have been so good.
Yeah.
Like, guys, or that one song that she has with Calvin Harris, like One Kiss, is so good.
I love that song.
I used to, okay, like, guys, that song used to be my jam.
It still is my jam.
Like,
are you
it
kidding?
Was so good.
You know
oh,
who
and
could actually be kind
SZA
of dope?
Would be a good one.
She would be good. Charlie Puth, I feel like, could put on a really good performance, and he has enough, like,
true.
High
true,
energy
true, true,
songs.
True, true, true. SZA, guys, if SZA did a halftime show, I'm immediately buying a ticket. That
oh,
would be so
for
good.
Sure.
Her and,
Her could be a good halftime show.
Her could be a good halftime
she
show.
She could be.
But
kind of iconic,
SZA
though.
Or, like...
Noah Kahan. I would die
Noah
if it was
Kahan
Noah
would
Kahan.
Be a good one, too. But, like, I feel like it would have to be, like, how Bruno Mars was, like, Noah Kahan and somebody else. Like,
mm-hmm.
Noah Kahan and Olivia Rodrigo could do it together. That would be, like, a good
And
one.
Gracie Abrams.
And that's actually, Gracie Abrams could be good,
Should
too.
We call up the NFL and be like, hey, guys, we got
well,
the idea for
the
century.
The vice president of the NFL went here. He's Badger alumni.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
We could contact.
You think
that's
so?
That's what I want to
find him
into.
On LinkedIn?
That's,
like,
why
hey.
That's my connection if I get into business school. I want to go, or I want to do what he does.
Oh. Wait, so you know him?
I well, no.
Oh. Wow. I feel like I just really went on an emotional journey.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I can't believe the VP of the NFL. Rock on and roll badge, guys. That's incredible.
Rock on and roll badge.
Yeah, I'm so serious.
Who else could be a good one for country music? I feel like we need a country music.
We need a country medley. It can't be one guy or girl or
I think
fluid individual.
I
we just
think,
need like
here, guys, this is an idea. So we start out walking out and it's like you're in Tennessee. So like we say or start with like save a horse, ride a cowboy. And then like Toby Keith, rest in peace, my guy. I loved him. Like he would have had a good song. And then like we go from like save a horse, ride a cowboy into 9 to 5.
Working
and then
9 to 5.
Or like one of those songs,
yeah.
Jolene or something. And then we go into like Carrie Underwood, like, singing something.
So how is it that you're going to get all these artists to play together? What if they have beef?
They don't.
How
country,
do you know?
Country music artists don't have beef, usually.
They don't have beef?
Yeah, because they're down to earth. They're not, like, dramatic like pop artists are.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Or rap
me.
Artists. Like,
rap
Nikki,
artists do
Nikki,
have beef.
Nikki
yeah.
and Megan are beefing hard right now. And
so
it's,
funny.
Like, I'm
so
like,
funny.
Megan's Law was crazy. I was like, oh, my gosh. I already know that, like, Nikki's gonna go after her. And then Nikki, like,
yeah.
I think it was, like, 14 hours after I
diss
was, like,
track.
Oh.
I saw that. Megan's
crazy.
Planet Fitness commercial, which, did that run during the NFL, or have I just seen it, like, that many times?
Well, it ran during the Super Bowl once, but
okay.
It was running prior to the Super Bowl.
Okay, but it did run during the Super Bowl. That's such an iconic commercial to me. She, like, comes as this purple magical being of some kind, and she's like, join Planet Fitness, and I was like, you know what, You kind of make me want to join Planet Fitness.
No, same situation with, like, I don't drink soda, guys, but, like, Aubrey Plaza's, like, having a blast. Did you see that commercial? It was so funny.
Was that the Poppy one?
No, it was the Baja Blast Mountain Dew commercial.
Oh.
And it was like...
I'm going to be honest, I don't know who Aubrey Plaza is. Guys, the shock on Cam's face right
now. You live under a rock. Have you ever watched Parks and Rec?
No.
Okay, well, that's a problem.
Okay. Noted.
You need to get on that.
Okay, but, I will. Because I have so much time in the day to get on that.
Yes. But, yeah, it was like, drink a Baja Blast. Like, and it was like, in a rainstorm, having a blast, you know? Like, stuck in an elevator, having a blast. Like, it was just like...
So they were really playing off the fact that there was a blast.
Yes. Okay. And then there was, like, there was another commercial that was really good that I can't think of right now. There was a few that were really, really good.
Mm-hmm. I love Super Bowl commercials. The fact that they're $7 million for 30 seconds is wild. Can we talk about the fact that, how is it pronounced? Temu? The T-E-M-U?
Temu?
Yeah. Played, like, Temu, four different commercials. That is insane.
Well, I think people underestimate how much money Temu makes.
I just don't understand what it is. It's an online shopping. Oh.
It's like, I literally went to go look up what it was, and I had it on my phone, and I didn't even know.
That's suspicious. That's a little creepy.
Yeah, so I was like, did I ever buy anything off of there? It's like Shein, but it has more products.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah, so... You live, you learn, I guess. I don't know.
I would love to see what, like, the internet traffic is to their brand post Super Bowl. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the investment worth it?
And there was, like, commercials where it's like, scan the barcode. Oh, like the Beyonce one, like breaking the internet.
And then she released the internet.
And then she released new music, and she released country music.
That
guys.
Was wild.
Guys,
Beyonce can be in the country music one that you created.
Guys, I don't think Beyonce's country music is going to be that good, but I know that she's going to... I just got the hardest side eye from Danny. Guys, I'm a, like, diehard country loving human being, and I just don't like, not that I think she's gonna ruin it, I just don't think it's gonna be as authentic as somebody like
ours. Where did Beyonce grow up?
Texas.
Oh, okay, so then she does have country blood.
Yeah, she has country roots. I just don't like, she went from pop, like listening to this new album, it does, like, you can still see the pop in it. Mm-hmm. It's like reverse Taylor Swift. Like, she's gotta like
reverse Taylor
Swift. It's like she's got to go into the country world, so she's like pop, and it's going to slowly become more country. Mm-hmm. I think she's trying to win more Grammys.
So you're just
so
not...
she went into the country
That's
area.
So valid.
So she's
actually
thinking smart business. Like, I think that she's thinking smart, but
she is a smart businesswoman.
Who does she need to beat out? Like Chris Stapleton, like Lainey Wilson's up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but like they're so authentically country. Like,
yeah.
You'd go talk or listen to, like, Lainey Wilson in an interview. Mm-hmm. That chick has a southern draw. Like, it is crazy.
That's
like, I mean,
wild.
It's not, like, it's weird because that's, like, where they come from. But, like, as a Midwesterner, like, when I went to Nashville, unreal.
Unreal. Well, thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in to Game Days with the Girls. Let us know what you think the NFL halftime show, or who you think the NFL halftime show should be in the future, and we look forward to seeing you next week.